Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to believe. Let's finish off our worship with a love hymn. Two hands are lifted up unto God. Close your eyes. We lift the hearts and voice. With blessed anticipation, a cry of to God, the prayer of our salvation. Head of thy church triumph, we joyfully adore thee till thou appear. Thy members here shall sing thy glories in glory. We lift up our voices, we bless our tears and cry.
To you alone be the glory from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. You are God. Menka di funumia. Menka titi sa ye. Enka ye kudadiye. Yen su ye anwan ye. En diye bay. En ye fiye. Sa webra di nyankupan. Kedi ye di abidru. Kedi ye di abidru. Nanke ye diye di huwa brani. Diye di humri. And it's Sumana Swadia and Sonia Waye, Yaguna, and Timintiasia, and Wunyam, and come with thee, and Wunyam, and come with thee, and Wunyam, and come with thee. We give you the uttermost glory in the precious name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Speak to this nation. Purge us from dead works that we can serve the living Christ. Bring us to the place of healing. Let this ministration be therapeutic. Let it be therapeutic. Touch the soul, touch the heart, touch the spirit. Let this morning be the morning the miracle begins in the lives of your people. The alarm is sounding. Give us ears to hear. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, be exalted forever and ever. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap these special hands. Give him glory in the house of God. And cry aloud and give to God
the praise of our salvation. As
we also standing, good morning to everybody who is watching and listening. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders, please. Word, worship, and wonders. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all its sister station, including Sweet Flow in the city of Tamale. We are live on Awake Television, live on Amansan Television. We welcome all our friends on YouTube and those of you who are on Facebook Live. We also welcome all our friends on Podcast Live. Ladies and gentlemen, I will want to thank God for your life and remind you that this live broadcast service is brought to you by Alabaster International Ministry. We're transmitting live from Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano. It's going to be a very awesome time in God's presence. John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21 is our foundation scripture. John, the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses, the Bible says, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. Our demand is to see Jesus." It is not about the routine of religiosity. It is not some kind of, you know, ritual. We want to see Jesus. But yes, well, we don't know. I will want to use opportunity to tell everybody in this place, our job is like a court bailiff. We are only serving summons. It's not about what you believe and what you don't believe. It is not about what you make sense out of it and what you do not. Jesus is coming back again, and he is not coming like a lamb of God. He is coming this time as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He will judge every soul which is under the sun. I'm telling you, whether you believe it or not, he will judge injustice and cruelty. He will judge promiscuity, adultery, fabrication, blatant lies. He will judge witchcraft, sorcery, divination. He will judge, you know, husband and wife. I wish I can explain that one. From the treatment you are giving your husband, I wish I can explain that. From the treatment you are giving to your wife, I wish I can explain that. Jesus, John 5:22 says that he is your judge. Verse 23 says his judgment is going to be, you know, very straightforward. Yeah, very straightforward. Everything will be subject to his judgment. Everything, including contracts that did not go through tender. Everything, including, you know, the lost excavators. Everything, including the killing of Captain Mahama and Professor Bennett and Ahmed Swale, and including the judges and the generals. Everything will be judged. Everything, including deception, manipulation, seduction, exploitation, everything, including the all kinds of madness that we have brought into the house of God, everything, including the discrepancies in the pulpit, it will be judged. Everything, including using the name of the Lord in vain. Things that the Lord have never said, but we said he said. Everything, including political prophecies, All those useless prophecies that goes to politicians, instead of following righteousness, truth, and justice with all men, we are, you know, being enticed. God has chosen you for 2024. Nonsense. Nonsense. Jesus is coming. It's predominantly a message. It's a message. I'm telling you, the church, wake up! Wake up. Everything is pointing to the fact that we are this close to the throne of judgment. And this is not the time for useless stuff. What do we gain from all those useless things? Some few dollars that have been thrown upon people. Selfish interest have denied us preaching the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Selfish gain have denied us the opportunity to tell the church and the world the truth of his coming. I'm telling you, it has denied us. And I'm not shocked about that, because in the last days, men shall be lovers of themselves. They shall be lovers of pleasure. Yeah, they shall be lovers of themselves. Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 1. The Bible said, for know this, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves. They shall be proud and boasters, covetous and blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. He goes further and says that without natural affection, covenant breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of them that are good. He went even further, and even the men are going to be traitors, betrayers, hateful, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. We will behave like we are Christians. We will sing like we are Christians. We will preach like we are prophets of God. We will sing like we are singers of God. We will behave. We will have the mannerism, the articulate, you know, persona that we serve God. But actually, we don't know him. Actually, we don't know him. Actually, we don't know him. We will have a form of godliness, and deny the power thereof. You will have people in clerical shoes like I am in right now, but they never know the Savior. You are going to have women that will come into the house of God and pretend as if they are daughters of Zion, but actually they are daughters of Jezebel. They will marry the preachers and destroy their anointing and destroy their ministry. They are going to infiltrate into the house of the Lord. They are going to cause a lot of havoc in the house of God. They will split the church of God. They will destroy the pattern of the altar of God. They will exploit God's people and destroy the love that we have for the Christ. Our first love will be gone. We are going to be carnal instead of spiritual. We are going to be disobedient, and we are going to be insubordinate instead of being obedient to the word of the Lord and to the will of Almighty God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in dangerous times. This is the time to be soundly born again, repent, and come off the broad way to the narrow way. Everybody should strive to enter into this narrow way, or to the small gate, or the straight gate. Luke chapter 13 and 24. We declare this to the generations, because the judgment that is coming, you cannot stand it. Strive to enter into the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will come. And the Bible said they will seek to enter, but they will not be able to do that. Strive! It's a matter of striving. It is not a joke. It is a very serious thing, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody should be, you know, should be deceived at all. At all. You know, I have been preaching for the Lord. I have these crusades and all that. I have won souls for the Lord. And therefore, Michimia is going to say, you know, and all that. No! I know the trumpet is sounding. God is not only warning the church, he is warning the world. Luke 13 and verse number 3. I say to you, except you repent, you will perish. Except you repent, you will perish. Many people are proud of iniquity. They
kakra. You say nipa ye bone ho akukuduro for. I'm telling you. Dibone. Hey fe. Yeah yeah no. Esan ye ya ho wa ho. I'm telling you, tell the gentleman to stand. We're honoring the Spirit of God with our standing. Is it not? A joke, a joke, a joke, a joke, a joke, brah. A joke. Obey a shia, yes. If you will be hot, be hot. It will. If you will be cold, be cold. Even when he was writing to the church of the Laodiceans, he made it very clearly, emphatically. It's not part of my submission to this morning, but I am going to, you know, use it. I quoted Luke 13 and 3. Put it there. Let's read up to 5 and listen to exactly what God's word. I tell you, no, but except you repent, you will also. The word likewise. Ye shall all likewise perish. Look at verse number 4 and then we will read 5. Oh, this 18, or those 18 upon whom the tower of Solomon fell and slew them. Think ye that ye were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? Look at verse 5. He repeats verse 3 in verse 5. I tell you, no, but except you repent, you will likewise perish. Now that the gate of grace is open and God is really honoring his people and God is saying, come ye unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and encumbered with the load of care, and I will give you rest. Please enter whilst the door of grace is still open. I'm telling you that beyond the grave, there is no repentance. You cannot carry your wealth to the cemetery. The day you are laid to rot, not laid to rest. When I hear those statements, I go like, rest from what? The Bible said they will rest from their labors and their works will follow them. But when your labors is evil before the Lord, what are you going to rest from? So you will be laid to rot. The day when you are laid to, you will understand this kind of preaching. Then you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Say a good amen. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And the Lord bless you. This whole thing, you know, brings me to what the theologians call the apostasy. Apostasy simply means, you know, the falling away, the backsliding, mass backsliding of the church. The apostate state that the church will go through. Second Thessalonians. I read from verse 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse number 1. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, the first verse. The Bible said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering. Listen to this very carefully. By the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is coming again. Whether you believe it or not, I am announcing Maranatha. Maranatha! Maranatha, Jesus is coming back again. Yeah, the world will not tell you this. Look at the way we have made coronavirus popular. The name, if you are looking for the most popular word on earth right now, it is corona. We have been able to hail that corona word, the verbose vocabulary of corona. The reason is because we are all afraid of death. I will use the opportunity this morning to salute Apostle Dr. Casey Price, who passed on to be with the Lord, such an august general who served the Lord and his generation. People like Apostle Price should be the people that this generation and this bunch of preachers should be emulating. They serve the Lord fearless. They preach the gospel. They don't care what, you know, in his power or not, you know, because that is the kind of generation in which we live in. It is not only in Ghana. When you speak truth to power, they set their eyes on you and, you know, they begin to trail you from all over. It's in Cote d'Ivoire. It's in Uganda. Speak against the presidency, they will come and kill you in the night. And so that is why the nation of Uganda is bleeding, and truth and justice cannot prevail. And it's also in this place that people like Apostle Dr. Casey Price could tell truth, no matter, irrespective, regardless of what the ramifications or consequences were going to be. Why shouldn't we tell you the truth when you are molesting your wife and becoming unfaithful to your own matrimonial covenant? You said you promised on your honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana. You can't be faithful to your own wife. You can be faithful to a nation. You cannot be faithful to one woman. You can be faithful to many women in a nation. You cannot be. I'm telling you. The kind of crowd that I know I can come when I find the cushion, you know. Who bet here? Who bet here? Who bet here? I'm telling you the word of God. What you saying? You can't say nothing. I understand. What you saying? Huh? Sir, and I Johannes Suboni, I can't read the asem. Not yet to tunnel. Now a bed drama and phobia ban will be him the pa. Me a trace a kind was here. Johannes Suboni, what they call Bob Doconosu and now they call Bob and Kuso. You know, we are now having the place where, ladies and gentlemen, people are going to go into all kinds of secret sex and secret places. You know, these young boys have come and have joined these occultic groups and they can sacrifice human beings. And yet, we hear the stories and even the law cannot pursue them. And the police are watching on. Interesting! Hey, mercy from Ghana Police Service to the Army to the Immigration to the Customs. God will charge all of you. Attention in Yajma, Peri Yajma. Nukura! Read the next word. Bring your scripture back. Verse number 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse number 2. The Bible said, that ye be not shaken. Mumma one namuni majinin tem. If we say, a brand new woman, you better need a pardon. People are going to backslide in mass quantities. And of course, you hear that drug. Many people don't want to go to church. I'm telling you, all the nations where you are in lockdown, in Italy, in Germany, in London, in South Africa, one of the things that the devil is seeking to do with these lockdowns is to destroy your faith that is in Christ Jesus. In him, the root that you have in Christ, he is going to destroy it. You will realize that the virtual church is not the same as having church. The difference is the presence of God. The presence of God. The presence of God. Even though all these lovely people that are watching us from online are watching us and the presence of the Lord is flowing through the miniature screen, but I can tell you, it's not the same. It's not the same. It can never be the same. If it were the same, Jesus would never say, forsake not the assembling of the brethren together. He would tell us to remain online and do it online. I'm telling you. And therefore, all you nations like South Africa who are in lockdown, I want to tell you, your lockdown is not going to be over now. So you better go back to your first love and seek God of your salvation and be solidified, because the reason is because many people are going to fall away. We are going to see mass backsliding. A colleague of ours, a friend of mine, pastoring in Santon, committed suicide in December, just like that, because the love is waxing cold and frailing and waxing. It is just fading away. Fading away. The things that will happen. That was what he was talking about in Luke chapter number 21 and verse number 34 to 36. He said, take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares. There is a day coming, and it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch! Everybody watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. The things that will happen, the things that will happen, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12 says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall be wax cold. Daniel chapter number 11 verse number 31. A chuari aboma ino beba babi jina sorry them. At the kunkun beya di fin. Yeah, at the kunkun beya di fin. Listen to that. Daniel 11 chapter. Now what yasra for ni besis yo. Now we go kunkun pia. And ya baino will be goon fin. Now what the debia. Now will be yida for the bonho. Now what ye chua pia. And the arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of the strength of God, and they shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination of desolation in the holy place of God. And ladies and gentlemen, when this happens, the love of many will wax cold. Many people will backslide. The people that preach will not preach anymore. The people that sing will not sing anymore. The people who are not, when I look at the level of divorce, not only in among the parishioners, but also among the pulpiteers. Shesofopa, ujayariya onyuneho. As I'm speaking to you, go to Accra High Court and go and see most of your prophets divorcing their wives. Four! And they are asking the court, they are praying the court, I want divorce with no settlement. Is this how wicked we have become? If I had brought somebody to come and serve as a maid servant in my house, I would have even honored them. Our mothers know how to honor people and send them away. I'm telling you. Will be about 20 years and can have 4, 5, 3 children, and you are telling a court of competent jurisdiction that I want to divorce this woman for no settlement. I will not give her anything. Let her go in her shame. And when we finish, we take our Bibles and come and stand by this thing. And young mama say we preach with diabetes. And young mama say we preach with high blood pressure. And young mama say so for me stroke. Whoopa, show me only one person who has stroke in the Bible. The Bible said that the end of the righteous is peace, and not impairment and incapacitation. I'm telling everybody in this place, repent or perish. This voice, what is doing anyway, this is a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. I'm telling this generation, and the repentance must start from the house of God and from the pulpit of God. They even came, some other had the courage to even come with their boyfriends and girlfriends, because you know, when I'm here, and woman in it, don't know it, dear crow, and say, will be a person on your Latin Nanti Nanka, who knew Yamian Wanyanka, Sandy Pano, Ubuna Kuma, John chapter 9, verse number 31. Or say, you didn't say when Yankupo, until the Boyeni, so will be fed when Yankupo, now what yet you will pass, any panel, and when Yankupo until Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21, and you almost say, a Ratia Ratini Nanabako, Surahinian, Hachin, one more, and It comes to obedience. It comes to, you know, walking in obedience of the grace of God. And this is where the love of God can be able to take you further. Take darkness. We are entering into take darkness. Boys here today, hey, far to chum, obey my ship, no, and you may go move. Yet, let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is a disciplined spirit. The Holy Spirit, if anybody accept Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, the Spirit of God comes to live inside of you, and that Spirit is a disciplined spirit. Discipline spirit. Yes, spirit basa basa, and you will be with your nye and all that, your remna, you know, your beer school. Where you were neat? Where you are neat? Yeah, your worship now with him. Yeah. We lift our hearts and voices. We bless anticipation. One man in a year day. We'll tear our best school fees to him. Tianiya! Because we are irresponsible. Now, Abijina has said, we lift our hearts and voices. I'm telling you, Inubebia, repent and align with the will of God, and your sins will be forgiven, and your names will not be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. The Bible said, I saw the dead, great and small, standing before God. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 12. And the Bible said, and the books were opened. And the Bible said, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book, according to their works. According to their works. Yeah, let me know. We'll focus here and get to her. So we're jilly jar him running him. Now we'll be a woman, we'll be a woman for phobia. And then I'm gone, man. Now when I'm in somewhere, what you know, woman, you know, and so a boo boo, and we'll follow no attain. Said the woman, you know, a tear. And Kakotina saw the demo, Dangwans and Wenum, and you near the chill. Now when you're about, so I'm going to say, we're a whole one, man, friendly. I'm one who says, how we am from you are empty air. And from any free umwa, ube huno sa we doti yampa. When nimbe ye se funu, because obe dan ifunu. If funu be ye funu, ebe banada. I'm telling you. When I look at so many of my friends who died, passed on, and we went to the memorial service, and I looked at them in the casket, and then I realized that, unipa obe ebiko. When you are getting contracts and flourishing all over the place and things are booming and all that, say yeah. We read them through. You are still a pilgrim and a stranger on earth. If you understand this principle, you will not abuse your husband or your marriage or your wife. Today is 14 December. If it had not been a Sunday, and if it had not been COVID-19, we should be at Kumasi right now for Love Talk, Love Talk, Ghana's premier relationship and marriage forum, Love Talk. We should be in Kumasi right now. Now, the reason why we do Love Talk is because the Spirit of God has made us to understand that many people can be anointed, they can be gifted, they can be enormously blessed, yet their homes and their marriages and relationships are bleeding. The person, he loves God. But if we are not careful, his marriage will take him to hell. He is born again soundly. But if we are not careful, her marriage will destroy. I know so many gospel musicians that as I'm speaking to you right now, their husbands have turned into the worst enemies. I'm telling you, there are some of the cases at the police headquarters. Husband trailing a wife to kill. A dear born in Ohio. And I'm telling you that God will still judge you. God will still judge you. When you sika nanka wo opre wo ase wa koma ase sika kakra ba wensem no wahunu mafa e mafro
And I would get it when you say, well, when you saw. And I'm off from my sankramine. Move from my sankramine. Said you're gonna suffer be from my sankramine. Now you're penny from be from my sankramine. Pia!
You know, more really. Yeah, Miss Summa, maybe someone was saying to move. So sad. A dramatic. There are classrooms where people are studying from under the trees. A dramatic. Near top Land Cruiser, Range Rover, near the Amagel. $150,000. Tell me how many classrooms that can build. Tell me. One of them will say, "Oh my way, no credit. Yam penny phone cannot credit. Yasofo be bring cannot credit. And I yam siyam penny credit. Iti any yeshia. Yeshia. Go Temaport. Go and look at the road at Temaport. And yema yekifem wa yentu yahudiuti." Better how we lift our hands and voices. You lift up, me will crusade that sin come casting. It's a crusade that sin I'm a one come casting. We lift our hearts and voices. Yet, appear to me, and your casachia for your Yasimun Timin Casangelo. Now you do win, Umechi. I'm telling you that Enyema Bessia to the point is that we are going to see Lavericos. Leviticus, we are going to see 517. We are going to see it happening in my time. Leviticus, we will see all manner of stuff that will happen seriously in my generation. Leviticus. Oh, did I say Leviticus? Lamentations, rather. Lamentations, chapter number 5, verse number 17. Lamentations, chapter number 5. The Bible said our heart is faint and these things, our eyes are dim. Go to the next verse. And because of Mount Zion, which is desolate and foxes run on it. Let's start from verse number 8. Lamentations 5 is 7. Let's start from 7. You know, bring it down from verse. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we bore their iniquity. Yet, you go to verse number 8, listen to that. And when you read that, it says, servants rule on us. And there is none. Look at verse number 9. Very interesting. I look at this and I cry. We got our bread at the peril, with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Because of the sword of the wilderness, our bread, getting bread has become an issue. We are living in a place and in a dispensation where brazier, you're totally fools. Ewo mema imo. Oba brezi ya wabwa wa abrochire. Se chini kuno. Se diyebe ni kuno. Se edam ni kuno. Ni brezi ya neye diyaba gana. Hani ya siya hata. Ni atuama minu ya numa. Anu oma tonu oma bonu omdi ya beti na ha. Tiani ye! And you call this a blessing? This is not a blessing. No, this is not a blessing. Mattresses. Ah, yeah, did the funu no money idea. Ewa brochure. And mattresses are yet too ago. Nami nyanoma kose sanwom de ago contain them unwom de abaha. And almost say, home use, no, ne, papa. Mon told mono no home use, no, and ne, papa. This will happen. And I'm telling you, all this will fulfill scripture. Bring the scripture back. Let's continue. And if you look at the, in verse number 10, the Bible said, I was 10. Was black like an oven. When I look at the embassies, you know, people line up to queue to get out of this country as if that this country is a jungle. And they are being kicked out of this place. Yeah, because of the terrible famine. Amos 8:11. Amos 8:11.
Was a share.
And Nabiba, a radin and coupon semi, Mema or combi, Abbas, our senator, and yet Diana come, and you succumb, and Radia Sam, Niti, and Huko. A baye, and I may bonum of Franca, and now street in him, and I am ma. Babodamonum. And you may many pabodam, a many pe Jimmy. I had na be a ma. Namia Sam, Niti, and Huko Mussi. And I'll even look at the proper interpretation, absolute exegetical content of God's word. Have even left the pulpit. The kind of quality of preaching that made us born again is not the kind that we hear. The loose and the frivolous and the kind of weak messages that we preach. You will get a visa, go to America. Actually, saying at the end of that whole, we are seeing jam. Repent and believe the gospel and come into alignment with Christ Jesus, our King. When I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 1, and when I look carefully from verse number 21, and I look at how the Bible outlines, no wonder many will backslide from the faith. How the faithful city have become a harlot. It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now metre. Said your chronicle for no, I don't know what man for you. Nanka Timu Tigana, Nanka Tinin Sutimo, a failure. And yet, a woody for Uncone Tim. A dear Barbara, a monk and gang. Better than one is a baby, say, because verse number 22. I look at this carefully, and I'm looking, I said, that's your silver. We get out than a fee. We get a than a fee. We get a than once a pied in Sua Frem. It will be a university when you had your money. And so good university, and why you know this will be never for you. And this is why our universities are not even solving societal problems. We have universities are buying for you. When people in China on JHS are constructing mobile phones and laptops and tablets, the reason is because we are refusing to think. To think. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. Yeah. The Bible said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools, they despise wisdom and instruction. Jimmy Fuanu, upon Nimdia, upon Nyansa, upon Chere Chere. Look at how it is. I say, brother, this running in the infrastructure, a Jimmy Fuan will be Nyansa and Enchere Chere. They said, yeah, no, no, pay. Ubunanimutia. It won't be a cancer who knows, you know, media, 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 but I saw the amin kubida. This is how they talk. Media, media, but I saw for no abano, woman, na, nya papa. It is, we all got to know, sorry, them, not so for, ada, no, a Jew, see, this is how they talk. They will talk like, you know, I will never go to a church that I'm older than, but we are preaching from a Bible that is older and timeless more than you. Yeah, you have missed it. You have missed it. You know, the wisdom, the Bible said that the world through wisdom did not know God. First, Corinthians chapter number one. You know, Second Corinthians chapter 1 and from verse number 18. Let's build up from there. Second Corinthians 1 from verse number 18. Yeah. But God is true and his word toward us is not no and yes. It's yes and yes. Yeah, his word. Go to the next verse. In the next verse, he was talking about something amazing. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me, Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yes and no, but in him, in the Christ. In other words, Apostle Paul is saying that Jesus is my message. When I preach Jesus, I am preaching absolute and timeless truth. It is the light. It opens the door and brings people to insightful wisdom. First Corinthians also, you know, chapter number 2. And from verse number 1 and 2, when he said in verse 2, I determined not to know anything except Jesus Christ and him crucified. In other words, that was the message. And so when we come to church and we are talking about anything from the pulpit, it should be Jesus Christ. The substratum, the foundation must be Jesus Christ. We should not be able to deviate from Jesus to the preacher. We should not deviate from Jesus and his word to feebles. We should not deviate from Jesus and his kingdom to worldly gain and whatever we should. We must determine to preach Jesus that he is coming again. John chapter 14, verse number 1. Believe in me and also in my Father. The Bible said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and also in me. For in my Father's house are in many mansions. If not so, I would not have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And having prepared a place for you, I will return and receive you unto myself. First Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 18. Yeah, he said that it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching that many should be saved, because the preaching is the word of the Lord. Kind of from verse number 19. Yeah, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring nothing the understanding of the prudent. In verse number 20, the Bible says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer in this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? When I look at this scripture and I look at the way we are struggling to even get a vaccine to the variant of this pandemic, then I realize that man is limited. Go back and seek the God of all wonders. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think, ask, or imagine. Go back to the next verse, the verse number 21. The Bible said, for after that, in wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching that many should be saved. Yeah. Now go to the next verse. You know, go back to 21. Something I missed. I missed something. But by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Look at the way everybody is looking quiet, and one person is perspiring and shouting, screaming. The Bible calls it the foolishness of preaching. But through the foolishness of preaching, many people are saved, many people are saved, and many people are saved. Through the foolishness of preaching. Verse number 22. Listen to that. Very interesting. For the Jews require a sign. And the Greek seeks after wisdom. But in verse number 23, he makes a very powerful submission. But we preach Christ and him crucified. Unto the Jew is a stumbling block. Unto the Greek is foolishness. And then in verse number 24, he said, but unto them that are called, both Greeks and Jews, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. In other words, you cannot serve Christ and be a fool.
Jimmy, I'm telling you, Obi ba asori on po bia se sofo. Me be ka asem bi kan bi di mechi. Sofo nkempna. By we num ne kan bi sofo nkempna. Me be ka asem bi kan bi di mechi. Asori ba nkempna. Ene bi wa he. E kwa senka. Ni akwatwe akra dia benya mefie na ye nam Yesu ban ene ne yenketenkete bi so na ya san apamo no moko. We put up a mechanism to bring in souls, and with our attitude, from ushers to prayer warriors to church members, we kick them out of the house of God. Ye den chirechirefun we are called hell. Then you have crusade na here and as one person said. Think about it. Then the person said, "Who did you mention me so? Who happened to be no idea far? Bonne and nada." Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13. When tutu mo hofo da bia da wo friend said ne na bonne nada en primo mo bia koma. Matthew chapter 13. And when he built up down, when he got to verse number 19, he says something profound.
Listen to exactly what he said in verse number 19. And said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away the word which has been preached. And then he goes in verse 20 and said very emphatically, he said, this is the seed that was but the seed that was received in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word of the Lord and anon receives it with joy. But in verse number 21, he said, yet has no root. Many people will backslide because they don't have root. Root. If you have root, you will forgive. And you will forgive easily by the premise of the Holy Spirit. You will not hold grudges against people. If, listen to what I'm saying to you very clearly. I'm telling you, if you have root, you cannot abhor bitterness in your heart. If you have root, the love of God will constrain you. If you have root, you will love your neighbor as yourself. If you have root, you will win souls for Christ. If you have root, you will be an example to the believers. If you have root, I'm telling you, you will be like Christ and seek to be like Jesus. If you have roots, you will not hate your mother and resent your father and say that my father didn't take care of me. But you are born again. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Anybody with roots cannot be a hypocrite. I'm closing up. If you have roots, you will not be offended. I wish I can talk to you about that. Matthew chapter 24, 9 and 10. Many shall be offended. They shall betray one another. They shall hate one another. This is what is going on. I will finish off with the scripture I started with. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. At this time, I will read verse number 3. And when I finish up this one, I am going to lead everybody to a rededication. A point of rededicating your heart to the Lord. Yeah. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2 and verse number 3 only. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 3 only. In this particular verse, the Bible says, let no man deceive you. By any means, the same thing Jesus said in Matthew 24 verse 4. Apostle Paul is repeating it. Let no man deceive you in any way. Go back to the Thessalonians and said, for that day shall not come. In other words, the day of the Lord shall not come except there be a falling away first. Mumo bia. And Adam, Bibi Afim, if we say, Everybody done in ma, just say, oh, why, ya, what be why in ni pebi? Boy, you know about Saruha. She say, or call or some for totally different or some, not Christosum. About Saruha. Oh, why ya, ye be why ni pa? Bibi pa! When I'm a lockdown here by you be a lockdown, there are so many churches that people didn't go to church.
Many people,
the enemy will make you believe that the problem is in the church. The problem is not in the market, the problem is not in the bars, the problem is not in the trotter, the problem is not, they will make you believe that. Very interesting. Lockdown can create a course. A common area, and young gonna real will be a area in Nayan Subaye, and only a day. It took people 6 months coming back from where they were.
GTA!
A tough one. And it will be 3 years, Mamma Paranum. But now, Mompire, I say, not the Atiabre. Many people's faith are failing even in prayer. Oh, if your faith is not failing in prayer, I want to ask you a question. Where is the God of miracles that heals the sick, the afflicted, the oppressed? Where is that God? If your faith is not failing, if God can heal HIV, what is coronavirus? If God can heal epilepsy, what is coronavirus? If God can heal leprosy, what is coronavirus? If God can raise the dead, what is coronavirus? So why are you all running away like headless chickens? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Mujiri anyway. Ain't mujiri eko. Ain't mujiri eko. Ain't mujiri eko. We are following the protocols. I came this morning with a mask. But have I asked myself whether I have put on the whole armor of God? Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 13 and 14. Have I asked myself, I am in a mask. I am sanitizing my hand, my hands. Have I sanitized my heart and my motives? Yeah, I should be asking that also. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You better, what are you talking about? This is the time to come back to your first love. Yeah, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Put up the scripture. Let me finish up with this. And this is what the Lord is expecting from you. Yeah, this is what he is expecting from you. I mentioned the scripture now. Yeah. Yeah. Ephesians chapter number 13. Open that window for the lady to hear what I'm saying, please. Thank you. Wherefore, take on the whole armor of God. And keep. Francis, what is Bay for? Where is that anointing? I'm asking. Where is that anointing? Gideon, why? Corona de Yamensa. Yamensa. The world will talk you out of God. The world has one more domo. I'm telling you. Hey, the whole world right now is at Revelation chapter 12 and Revelation 13. We are beginning, it's commencing. The great dragon has begun his work. The beast has begun his work. Do you know that as I'm speaking to you right now, Denmark, the Danish government has made it law. They are coming up with a passport. They call it the Corona passport. The Corona passport. If you don't have the Corona passport, you can't live in Denmark. The Corona passport. You want me to sit here and just believe the lie of the devil? Pioneer! Any moment from now, I announce, bring the camera, I announce the rapture will take place any moment from now. Be prepared to meet your God. Jesus is coming. He is too real than your clothes. Put on the whole armor of God. Bring back your scripture and let's finish up with that. Put on the whole armor of God. Look at what the Bible says emphatically. Yeah, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. Which evil day is he talking? This evil day. This evil day. Corona is an evil day. People's businesses have collapsed. People cannot go to work. People cannot go to church. People cannot go in places and in different countries. It's an evil day. Put on the whole armor of Christ. Look at the net so that you can be able to stand. That means that in figurative implication, it simply means that there will be people who cannot stand though. Oh, there are people who cannot stand though. I'm telling you. Go to verse 14. Listen to this. Verse number 14. He says, stand therefore, having your loins get with truth. Everybody say truth. Everybody say righteousness. Verse number 15. Interestingly, he said, your feet prepared with the preparedness or the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now go to the next verse. Above all, the shield of faith. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? When you meet me, sir, cancer, when you meet me, corona. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Stop running like headless chickens and stand and prove your God. I'm telling you, stand and prove your God. He will deliver you with the temptation. He will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. I declare that this week there shall be a way where there is no way. I declare this week the Lord will surround you as a mountain surround Jerusalem. Your children will not come near this virus in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you will ever prosper. The Lord will let you leap over walls and run through troops. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. No evil will come near you. The Lord will watch over you and it shall be well with you in Jesus' precious name. To the person that is hopeless, I declare there is hope. There is hope in Christ. Christ! Christ in you, the hope of glory. Clap your hands for the Lord. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Instead of you putting your faith in the God of wonders, now everybody is talking something else. And now they are even telling us, what do you? Now they are despising faith. Now they want to put signs over faith. Signs in Nana, by now, I'm telling you. If it had not been for the grace of God, I'm telling Ghana, it has only been the grace of God. I'm telling you. Only the grace of God. And that same grace will keep us. Then what is the essence of faith? What is the essence? I believe God. You know why? The Lord will keep the righteous. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. But I'm telling this world. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. The foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. God knows them that are his. Unyame, unimnidia. Ma bibi amre wi as God will keep his own. I'm telling you. Tin am sefa homa Yesu na sum ne yi. Na won ti ase, age mpena twen fon ne nsehu. Age mone na wodi pass. Utie ya nkenye ni. I'm telling enchene ni pe frabo. Ni pati se koshia. Woni pati se sunsun. Yeah. Psalm 90 and verse number 5 downwards. Yeah. This is Psalm 90, verse number 5. 90. Verse number 5. This is Psalm. Thou carriest them away with a flood. They are like sleep. Unipat said, Daya, Daya, Daya! Look at verse 6. Enyumre. Anopa where you're from. Enyumre nwe cham. Nwe chin cham. Look at verse number 7 of Psalm number 90. Yeah. Yes, sir. Enzu yunu. Yes, sir. Wonyami abufum. Enzu yunu. Verse number 8. I finish off with that. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee. Our secret sins are in the light of your countenance. What do you mum or your FC when him? Now what do you cook when you bomb? How about when him hainemo? I was here for a cook when you bomb and then you're me and my deja. Hebrews 4:13. And then you're me and my deja. Hebrews 4:13. Nevertheless, there is no creature that is manifest that is not manifest in your sight. But all things are naked and open unto your eyes. Yeah. And no pay, repent from it and come to the saving knowledge. Your two hands are lifted.
Your two hands are lifted.
Anasasiye da hojana emira nani mo niema wasisa bo. Anasasiye da hojana emira. Uvura no beba na wa. Urano bebo,
gele
beza. Mafira bebo, beni beba. Abri pam beba ni mweni afuonina. Yeah, wufu ambe sorry wani afuwa wonina. Hey, my friend,
before we make intercession for this nation, I want you to put your two hands on your chest. We want to rededicate our lives unto Christ Jesus, our King. He is your King, He is your Lord, but He is also your judge. Your judge! I'm telling the church, repent! He is purging His church. I'm telling my fellow yoke men, pulpiteers, He's purging the pulpit. He's not only purging the pulpit, He's purging our homes, our families. Yeah. He's purging our homes. Sofoba no numuri. Sofoba enumuri. Sofo na adwuma no ezomba so won say. Sofoba numuri. Sofoba kon night club. Say. Put your two hands on your chest, begin to pray. Have mercy on my soul. Me, Kofi Oduro, have mercy on my soul. I say, would you never go in who's rapper? I was well who you so. Who be who be asso? Who be who be asso? Who be who be asso? Hallelujah. Before I pray with you, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 13. Let every Christian put this on the tablets of your heart. And everybody that is watching us and listening to us, take this serious, because this thing is very, very serious. I mean, for me to sit here and listen the news that Apostle Dr. Casey Price is going home to be with the Lord, it tells me that, it tells me of the indispensability of time or of life. That nobody is going to Chiribu. First Corinthians 3 and 13. Listen to the word of the Lord. I close with this in my submission and in prayer. This, the church will have to come to. Every man's work will be made manifest, for the day will declare, because it shall be tried or revealed by fire. The fire will try every man's work. When you pay the edge, my best fire. Dear me, yay! Your best fire. Mama, come for the other year who woman is said. And then you're a new hunu no ena a best fire. The awakum, the awakinimu, the awasabum, and no ena with a meat channel. A best fire. Obeso, you marry. Obeso, you marry. Obiara, and you mabe dead. A dear dear woe ye a better di the catcher gana man your for a dear be a moye a better di a better di a better di. Two hands are on your chest. National anthem is ready, sir.
Suffer, Lord, and let our faith.
Would you stretch your hands and make intercession for this nation? We are asking God's grace in this very trying times. And Father, even as your people are praying for Ghana, I am interceding. And I'm asking forgiveness for every blood that have stained our national identity and colors. Innocent blood that we have shed. Innocent people we convicted. People that we falsely accused. Forgive us and heal our land. Forgive us and heal our land. I pray for His Excellency the President, our mother, Lady Rebecca, the first family. I make intercession for the team in government, and I'm praying in the name of Jesus, be gracious and merciful and forgive them and show them your glory in Jesus' precious name. I pray that you will heal our frailing city and our economy that is fragile. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, let Christ be revealed to this nation. And yeah, abosom kankano. Yabosom kankano, your friend or amamrene, whatever no. Yabosom kankan, may we be healed from amamre fonwa. And from Kwajiani wa GMRE will be a yaria, we are 63, 65 years, as I say. You go so yaria, yem hunumu, ensuemwa diabiano. May we be healed from that. In the name of Jesus. My Adam, wa ye need to me be ye need in tune jabantine for rubber ninsim. I dream fee free ya come mo ma ya come monte a yin wuno we no yum. And we not any Jesus name a dominant. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.